Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's Procol Harum bringing this back. Wider shade of pale. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ravi Huti Singh is our guest. He's a cultural diplomat for the U.S. Department of State. He's the author of the upcoming book, Pivot. He's an educator. He's the founder of Ravi Unite Schools, which he's creating all over the world. Ravi, thanks again for being here, and welcome again. Welcome back to the United States, having been sequestered in holed up in Chile for 6 months. Ravi, every one of us out here on Main Street have a vested interest in the success of our school systems. Not only is it our children and our grandchildren getting their education right now, but our next employees. And we need smart employees. We need them to be able to read and write and solve problems and cipher, right? With reading, writing, arithmetic, the three R's. We need them to be able to do that well. And I'm worried that we've got a generation of students that are going to be set back a little bit. Not that they're not as smart as they were going to be, but maybe they're not going to have the same depth of understanding that they should have had. What do you think? Is that a fair concern?
Well, I'm not sure because I think, you know, we're evolving and the generations are different and the timelines are different. I mean, you know, the director of the Lab on Aging at the Harvard Medical School says that the first person that lived 150 has already been born.
Yeah.
So if our young people are living this sort of elongated lifespan, it's just taking a little bit more time for those things to develop. It's taking longer for them to find their passions, their interests, their talent. And then we're also confronted, and this is something I'm addressing head on in my book, where family engagement in education is also maybe not what it used to be. There's a lot of outsourcing of education to schools, and, you know, that may sound like the right thing to do, but, you know, my premise is that an education and educating a whole child, it has a lot more to do with things that are not related to school. School is part of it.
There is one thing, though, that we have to think about. I'd like your thoughts on this. Someone said yesterday to me that if a child is not on grade level reading in the third grade, they never catch up. And I think it's generally accepted that the younger children, the little ones, do not do well outside of the classroom. What do you think?
Well, I don't know the statistics on that in particular, but it does make sense. I mean, remedial education is a huge, huge challenge for educators, which is why early childhood development and educating,
right,
zero to five,
pre-K, kindergarten, yeah, all that we're losing. That's, we're losing that.
But so much of that time frame is also come down to the parents. The parents and the family,
right,
are the first educators of a child. And so it's critically important that parents understand their role and,
yeah,
become a partner.
But now you're talking about another shift. Now you're talking about another pivot, right? Because I mean, God help my children if I'd been their teacher. Number one, we would have killed each other, you know. They don't listen to me about anything. So, I think that I'm making a little bit of a joke, but I think a lot of parents are not equipped for this.
Well, but that's a different kind of teaching, you know. I mean, it's Jim, you are your parents, your children's first teacher, ultimately.
Yeah.
Whether it was in a formal setting or an informal setting, or whether you knew it or not, and you know that's part of it. It's parents are the role models for their children before they start to get out into the world of education and into the real world. So it's very important, I think, that parents recognize that they have that opportunity and that responsibility towards their children to help set those values, set those tones, set the discipline and the agenda of how a student's going to learn and ultimately take advantage of not only what school has to offer, but the lessons of the real world. And when I look back at my old education, which is really what my book is about, it's really about that real world learning component that I think a lot of the students today are missing, because we have built the traditional school model into being, you know, the totality of an education.
Well, and also the structure, preparing them for taking the test and not teaching them what they need to learn, but teaching them how to pass the test. There's a lot of that too. Isn't
right. I mean, one of the things I say in the book is that schools need to start focusing on learning, not achieving.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's part of learning means we have to teach failure. Yeah.
Exactly.
We got to teach kids how to fail.
Well, one of the things that
enables you to pivot.
One of the things that I'm worried about is you know, I'm seeing kids coming out, you know, out of school who don't know how to solve problems. You know, their problem solving skills are not there, and I wonder if it's not a product of what you just said. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things. You know, one of the things I talk about in the book also is that our kids have so many resources to solve problems. They have access to so many things that in some ways that stifles their creativity in terms of how to solve a problem. You know, when I equate it to when I learned to fly airplanes, and I learned on a very small runway, 2,500 foot by 40 foot wide.
Right.
When I did my test, the examiner turned to me and said, "Wow, your skills are really good. They're really refined." And when I told them about the limitation of the runway and also that I was in an airplane with very minimal instruments,
right,
he said, "Well, that's why. You didn't have a lot to work
with." Right, it's instinct. Hold on to that thought, Ravi. I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ravi about the future, the real future of education after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.